This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Thank God it's Friday!
Line it up, baby!
Hey!
Hi, this is Evander Holyfield, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Randy's on the sports scene, he's working all the time. Brings you all the scores you need, so get him on the line. Pick up the phone and call him now and say what's on your mind. They should pay him double, cause he's working overtime.
This is Evander Holyfield.
Jim Palmer,
Tony Fernandez, Hardy Nickerson.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy.
This is Bill Murphy.
My two men, Randy Savage.
Ray Nitschke.
Chris Evert.
George Foreman, and I'm talking sports with Randy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy Harris. I don't think he believes it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's very important you don't stink today.
The Macho Man Randy Savage, and when I want to catch up on all the sports, I listen to the Randy Harris Show. That's the bottom line.
Every time I hear that open, hey, what's going on, everybody?
Oh, hi.
Every time I hear that open, and Randy Macho Man Savage will always be in my open. I see these things on Facebook all the time. Retweet if you miss the, oh, yeah. Retweet
yeah.
If you saw the oh yeah, and then I get to look forward to each and every Friday to hear my good buddy.
The one done for you.
Yeah, for me. He's a good dude. All right, we talked in great detail Wednesday night on Knockout Radio, and again, if you're not tuning in, please do so. If you're not following us on YouTube, please do so. YouTube, that's Knockout Space Radio, and we're going to do a whole lot of giveaways and a lot of UFC coming up as the UFC comes to town the week of tax week.
Yep, getting closer and closer. Just, 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks?
Yeah, roughly?
Three.
Yeah, I think it's 3 weeks from tomorrow.
Math in public.
Yeah, well, we also produce in public as well. So 3 weeks from tomorrow, Tony Ferguson against? Come on.
Oh, Khabib Nurmagomedov, sorry.
Yeah, you don't think I'm going to say it, do you?
Oh, Khabib.
Say it again.
Khabib Nurmagomedov.
Who do you think wins that fight? I think it's going to be a brutal fight.
I think it's going to be a slobber knocker.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
And yes, I use slobber knocker.
We will have a pair of tickets to give away on April 13th out at the press box. So if you're out and about, stop on in. So far, Greg Jackson, Rose Namajunas, Pat Barry, Gian. What's his last name? Herrera. Gian Herrera, who I train with 3 times a week.
What's his last name? That guy.
No, I know his name's Gian. I mean, I thought it was Herrera, but I don't know last names. When you're on a close-knit family thing, do you know last names? No.
Not usually.
It's, hey, Chief, hey, buddy, hey, pal.
Yeah, usually it's nicknames.
All right.
I don't even know his first name.
A lot of things that I want to get to, and I don't know which is more important. Growing up in the 70s, we all watched The White Shadow. I'm sure you don't even know about The White Shadow.
Yeah, I was about 2 days too late.
But the passing of Ken Howard, good dude. I remember watching that show, you know, all the time. Also, no, I didn't. Gary Shandling, you know, who I don't know a great deal about. Your soccer dude.
Yeah, Johan Cruyff.
They say he was like one of the greatest ever.
Yeah, he was actually a really.
How close to Pele was he?
Oh, I'd say, I mean, he's probably a solid top 5, top 10 player in the history of soccer. Played for the Dutch national team. They have soccer moves named after him, doing the Cruyff. There's a specific move called the Cruyff. So, yeah, big deal. Also, speaking of big deal, Joe Gargiulo as well.
Yeah, that was the other one.
Yeah, he was 90. Stay with us for a long, long time. But yeah, bad week for.
Hold on. You're saying 90, he was there a long time. As you know, my grandfather's in the, over 100.
Yeah, so, and he's a an outlier, as they like to call it.
Don't call him a liar. He'll still come kick your butt.
I'll do that.
I'm just saying. Just saying what it is. So, big news. I don't know what took so long. And if you didn't get to watch it, I'm going to let you talk about the asinine comments coming out of New York and the vote to legalize mixed martial arts. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to turn it over to you as I take a nap.
Yeah, that was a pretty big deal. Some people may not, if they have heard the news, they may not think this is relevant, but this actually has been a very, very big push for a very long time, trying to get this pushed through the state, the New York State Legislature.
And it's been held up mainly because of the unions, supposedly, the culinary unions, have been fighting it because the Fertittas, who own the station casinos, Palace Station, Boulder Station, all the stations out in Vegas, they're not unionized.
Right.
So they were holding up with MMA. Nothing. Yeah,
this was entirely out of spite. So it was obviously enough. That spite made enough of a difference to keep it from happening for quite some time. But I think it was a year ago, maybe a year and a half, pretty much the leader of this this fight against the sanctioning of MMA within the state, he resigned. He was forced to resign under not so great circumstances, which obviously then led the way to allow for what happened this past week. It was actually like a 115-23 vote in favor of passing or allowing MMA to be fought and sanctioned within the state. So obviously, that guy had a lot of influence on a lot of members of the legislature for a long time. So this is a big deal because now we're talking about continued growth not only for the UFC but for the sport of MMA as a whole. We're talking about events now at MSG, Madison Square Garden in New York City. And even though it's just one state, it's the last state to allow MMA, sanctioned MMA, I should say. It's obviously, when it comes to the sports world, the sports market, it's a pretty significant step in the right direction for them. So, again, there's the argument of, is MMA mainstream? Many say no. Some say yes. Regardless of which side you're on, I think this is going to be a huge pivotal moment in the history of the sport.
Explain to me why I don't mean this disrespectfully, the gay guy,
right?
And he made it a point to,
he's an openly gay member of the legislature.
And again, it's not that he's an openly gay member. He made it a point to continually say he was gay. Mm-hmm. So tell me what.
Well, I would say that.
Well, no, you could be gay, but if you're not pounding your chest and, you know, then you're not necessarily, you know what I'm saying? I mean, there's people that Mick Ferrari, we know, is openly gay, mm-hmm. but it's not like he, every time you talk to him, he says, I'm a gay man.
Sure.
I'm a gay man. This guy wanted everybody to know that he was a gay man,
right,
and that MMA was almost like gay porn. And what was his words? What was the correlation? What was the meaning of all that stuff?
I think it was strictly for effect. I think that's really the only thing that he was trying to utilize as for shock value and to bring people's attention. And I don't think there was anything outside of that. He was just trying to paint MMA in a certain light, in a negative light.
But why did it seem like he was against it, since as he was comparing it to gay porn, he made it sound like he liked gay porn, but he was against MMA that reminded him of gay porn? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And again, I'm not trying to be a smarty here. I'm just saying.
No, trying to follow the logic.
Yeah, of what he was trying to do. And to me, it just did not make sense.
Yeah, I think he was, again, just trying to be a little over the top with it. And just trying to shed a negative light on MMA being sanctioned within the state to try to get people to vote against it. And he obviously did a very poor job.
Was it 115 to 23.
Yeah.
So really it wasn't even close. Very excited. The UFC has claimed that they will now go up not once, but hopefully twice.
This year.
Once the first one will obviously be at Madison Square Garden. Then they're talking about some other places, Buffalo,
Syracuse.
It'd be cool to do the O-Dome, the Orange Dome.
Yeah, it would be very cool. Obviously, trying to get larger audiences. If you're going to be doing this sometime this year, obviously it's going to take time because the bill, even though it was passed, still has to be signed. Everybody has to go out, find locations that'll be able to hold it. So it's going to take time. I don't know if they're going to get two events this year. We talked to Mark Ratner.
I think they will.
You think they'll get two this
year? Sure, sure. Absolutely.
Both in the fourth quarter?
Yeah, you know, for sure. Because, you know, they're going to do Madison Square Garden. They'll find a weekend.
Yeah.
And you can find Syracuse. You can find, name it, those other ones that they, Utica, Buffalo. You can find one of those, something available on a weekend. So if they're determined to get two done, then yeah, they will.
Weather will play a factor.
It won't do a factor because it seems like the UFC always goes to crappy weather. It never fails. They go to Brazil. I go there. They go in the winter. They go to Canada. It's in the winter. They can't go in the summer. They can't go to Brazil to hit Baja Beach in the summer. Have you seen the pictures of us on the beach?
Yes.
I am freezing my you know what's off. Yet I'm there in the beach in shorts because it's Rio.
Well, and that's what you think.
New York. We were just in Boston in January. Can they ever pick a warm? Please, it would certainly be nice. But it'll be interesting. It'll be interesting to see who gets the first one. You know, I don't think it's going to be the UFC. It doesn't seem like it's that important to the UFC to be the first professional promotion there.
Because they are the UFC, they know they're going to bring the biggest and the best show, too. So I agree. I don't think it really matters that they have to be.
It doesn't matter, but isn't it a shame that the UFC is the one that spent all the money, that paid all the lobbyists?
I mean, they were sending fighters to go up and talk in front of the legislature to petition and lobby for this. I mean, they were doing anything and everything possible, and you never heard that out of the other organizations. Not trying to say that they didn't. We just don't know about it. But yeah, it's definitely kind of interesting that they were the ones that took on that responsibility, and then you look at the other side. Well, maybe it's just because they are who they are. They're the ones that had to shoulder that responsibility because they had the ability to, the funding to do so.
Well, we called Matt Hughes because there was a lot of talk about, you know, who should, who deserves, who this. You know, Chris Weidman's name has come up.
What fights that people want to see there?
Well, again, I don't even care what. You know what? And I said this the other day. I could care less. And I don't mean this nastily, but I mean what I'm about to say. I don't care necessarily what the fans want for the first fight. I want what I feel is the right fight. And, you know, I don't want an up-and-comer. I certainly don't want CM Punk, Phil Brooks. You know, it's kind of, I think it would be silly, but I understand because Chris Weidman did as much work as he did to have Chris Weidman, you know, the first event. But do you want a title fight? In a way, it would be cool. You know, the very first UFC fight in New York goes to Chris Weidman, goes to John Jones after he wins his belt back on the 23rd. But I also think if it's not a circus, Matt Hughes, Matt Serra.
If it's not a circus,
if they both come in shape, if Matt Serra drops about 160 pounds.
And that's the thing.
Can he drop 160?
I would say that Matt Hughes is going to be a lot more serious about it. I see
Matt Serra being serious about it because he thought he won the last fight.
But he's got to make the weight. That's a tough deal. I mean, he's round.
Him and Charles Barkley. I think Matt Serra took the Charles Barkley round mound of rebound.
Trying to find a correlation there, round mound to something.
All right, we got to do.
We
got to talk a little bit about your Rowdies, how they're getting ready for the opening of the season
tonight.
A lot of NFL news. We'll talk about Cleveland. A pretty funny photo has been showing up on Facebook. and we're going to talk about that and a whole lot more. 15 down, 45 to go. This is Talking Sports.
Is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Got split ends? Thanks to Mick for hair at Got Split End Salon, the whole Talking Sports team can say,
we look marvelous. Fabulous.
Split End Salon is a family hair salon with affordable prices and conveniently located at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park. Sarah, the colorist and style director, can do it all. And if Mick can make me look good, then you know he's a miracle worker. So give Got Split Ends a call today at 727-481-8605.
Holy Hog, the best barbecue in Tampa Bay. Winner of the 2013, 14, and 15 Best of the Bay. Holy Hog, the 2014 and 15 Mayor's Mac and Cheese Throwdown Champs as well. Holy Hog has four convenient locations on Armenia, Henderson, Carrollwood, and downtown Tampa. Also two locations in Amalie Arena. Holy Hog can cater any size event, and the fall catering includes smoked hams and turkeys. So why cook during the holidays? Fresh smoked southern barbecue and homemade sides. Your hometown smokehouse, it's Holy Hog.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card, just $25 for Florida residents, and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
Hey, Randy Regime, this is Wegs with Talking Sports, and if you know Randy, you know he isn't exactly what you'd call a gym-goer. That's where Kinetics Health Club at the corner of 49th Street and Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park comes in. Kinetics is a family-friendly fitness center with group fitness, personal training, free weights, cardio equipment, and a spin room. Kinetics is a first-class gym with awesome equipment and a very knowledgeable staff. So first class, even Randy trains there with his trainer, Scott. Call Scott at 727-827-7979 for the latest details and promotions. Again, that's Kinetics Health Club at 7670 49th Street North in Pinellas Park.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Mike Ditka, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
Program. First segment down, got a lot of UFC talk down.
You see the picture of RG3?
Laying in front of
He pulled his ACL, pull it in.
That was awesome. It's only a matter of time, right?
No.
You don't think so?
No, I don't necessarily think so, but, you know, I saw some stuff on the Four Letter Network and some other places that said he still believes he is the best quarterback in the NFL. It's one thing to believe in yourself, but really? Do you really? You know, it's kind of like what we've talked about, you know, that you have to believe in yourself. But if you're the 35th ranked heavyweight, do you really think you're going to beat John Jones?
Right, yeah. It's something that's not going to come to fruition. I mean, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. So,
all right, here's something that happened last night. And I don't know who to believe, first and foremost. Who do you believe? Duke is playing Oregon. Is it Oregon? It's Oregon or Oregon?
Oregon.
Are you sure?
I say Don.
Oregon or Oregon?
Oregon.
Now you've said it both. You said Oregon and now you say Oregon.
You spelled Oregon.
You've now said it. You've said it two different ways.
Oregon.
Okay.
That one.
So the green team from out in the Northwest plays Duke.
Okay.
Beats Duke.
Okay.
Did you see the end of the game? So at the end of the game, the green team from the Northwest is up sizably. They're running out the clock. I forget the guy. Dylan Brooks, I think his name is. I wrote it down somewhere. Yeah, Dylan Brooks. Heaves up a Steph Curry shot.
Okay.
Just to be...
So deep.
It's halfway between the three-point line and half court.
Okay.
Okay? That's nobody's around him. They're dribbling it out. He just throws it up, and he sinks the three-point. Okay? So now there's a big hubbub roll.
What was his reaction?
He seemed a little upset about it.
Okay.
Okay? He wasn't pumping. He wasn't going crazy. He wasn't whatever. So I watched the press conference with Coach K, and a reporter asked him, what did you say to Brooks at the end of the game? Because they came together. And I think they said that Brooks mouthed, I'm sorry, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Okay. Now, first, I don't think he has anything to apologize for, but that's one thing. So the reporter said that the player said, Coach K said, you're better than that, show some class, whatever, whatever.
Yeah.
Coach K said he never said that. He said he never said that. Then the reporter said something about, and Dylan Brooks said, I agreed with him. Coach K said, well, whatever he says, believe what you want to believe.
He might have agreed with something, but it wasn't that because I didn't say that.
Basically is what Coach K said.
Okay.
Now, first, why would they both, who is telling the truth? Why would they both, you know, this is two totally different. He said it, he didn't say it. Now, Coach K has been around a long, long time. Okay. I watched the former Bulls coach who said it's not his place to say that, which it's not. It's definitely not his place, Coach K's place, to say anything negative or positive, but negative, to reprimand, to do whatever to an opposing player. Never. I strongly agree with that. I don't think he necessarily did, but why would the player say that he said that? And if the player said that and is saying that Coach K said that and he's agreeing with the comment, why even make a big deal out of it? Why even bring it up if you know you were wrong? And I don't think he was wrong.
Okay, so playing the advocate for the devil.
I like him, by the way. I watch Lucifer. Morningstar all the time.
That's a great show.
It is a good show.
That's an amazing show.
Speaking of the devil.
So, the only thing I can think of that could be an alternate ending to any of this is it's a big game. It's Oregon gone.
The green team.
Green team. The Quackers. Against Duke. It's a big win for the Ducks. There's going to be a lot of fan noise. The fans are right there next to the court. I'd say there's a chance that one person said one thing that was misinterpreted or just not heard properly by the other person. So it could have been.
Do you think it is Coach K's place to say something? If let's go the opposite side and let's say he did say it. Do you agree with it?
No, I agree with what you're saying. That's not his player. So he doesn't need to be chiming in on the actions. If there is anything said, then that is a conversation that has from coach to coach, and then the other team's coach can deal and take care of his house and make sure things happen, if anything is said at all.
I'm not even sure that it's – I mean, yeah, the coaches are gonna do it, but, you know, you've played for me in a few different things, softball, high school, baseball, whatever. I don't want a coach coming and telling me to. Who the hell are you to tell me? I should know right from wrong. I should handle it in-house, so I'm okay with you saying that. But I don't care if you're Coach K or if you're, Dean Smith. I'm trying to think of some big, you know, whoever's. Who's the guy in Golden State now? Kerr.
Kerr, yeah.
I don't care who any of you guys are. Don't come and tell me how to run my team.
Yeah.
And it ultimately falls back on that comment. You don't like it? Stop it. Stop them.
Mm.
Beat them. Beat us. You didn't beat us. I'm just saying.
Right, yeah.
You know, now, it would be a little different, you know, if he fist pumped, if he's jumping up and down like a moron, if he didn't.
Yeah, that
you could see he was running out the clock.
100%.
And what's he going to do? Just Why not?
Well, and that's the thing. Then you go into the thought process of, well, again, they were up by a lot, not a lot of time left, running out the clock. There's no need for a shot in the first place at all, especially because the...
What if he didn't make it? What if it clanked off the rim and
I think
and
we're
time
still
runs
talking
out?
About
I don't think we are.
A little bit.
I don't think we are. I think it's like, yeah, he threw it up. It was obvious he didn't try to make it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? True. He just threw it up. You know, we teach our kids... You know, and kids being, you know, elementary, junior high, and speaking of which, I need to tell you a Maurice Spate story. High school, college, pros, whatever. You're taught to play.
Sure.
In the great Herm Edwards, you play to win the game.
Right.
He shot the ball up. Hey, Hooters is doing something really cool.
What are they doing?
Get to Hooters by the end of the month.
Okay.
And register.
You have a week.
For a flyaway. To the awesome city, I know you expect me to say Golden State. No, the awesome city of Oakland.
Okay.
To go to game one of the Golden State Warriors through Hooters and Maurice Spates. How cool is that?
That's pretty odd. Which Hooters?
Any. All of the Tampa Bay Hooters, from the best of my knowledge. I asked them. I was at the one on 4th Street, and it just so happened that Moe's cousin was there. And so we were talking, but there's posters up of Maurice.
Wow.
And it's a great big giveaway at Hooters.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Airfare for two, tickets, the whole nine yards. I would imagine you're going to meet Mo. If Mo's there, you know that you know, his best friend. I'm saying that sarcastically because we don't know if it's his best friend. But Stephen Curry.
Stephen.
I expected you to respond to that. At least that's what Nike calls him. Or Stefan.
Yeah, they messed it up.
Well, that's why he didn't go with Nike.
Right.
Now, which is it? Because... And again, just to finish up, get to Hooters, register. They're going to have a drawing, airfare, tickets, hotel, the whole nine yards. And it'll be a little different from the trip that I won a couple weeks ago. Do you know the story about that?
No.
So we go to an event at Amalie Arena. And my wife is playing solitaire on her phone. I'm watching. It's a cool event.
Hell of an event.
And no, I like the event.
Okay.
And somebody comes up and says, "Do you like Las Vegas?" "Yeah, I like Las Vegas." She goes, "You don't like Las Vegas?" I said, "No, I like Las Vegas."
She obviously doesn't know how much time you spend there.
She says, and we have video proof, that we just won a weekend in Las Vegas. How cool is that?
Just for being there.
Well, they picked us out of the clear blue.
Yeah.
And we won a weekend in Las Vegas for the whatever championship of the event I was at. I open up the thing and I read it. It's for two general admission tickets to this event. Okay, so where's the airfare? Where's the hotel?
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
We just won tickets. That's all we won was tickets. So this with Hooters covers everything. Yeah. Yeah, you know what I did with those tickets?
Uh-huh.
Exactly. I gave them to somebody that I know in Las Vegas. But this through Hooters is you get the whole kit and caboodle.
That's
you're going to go out there and watch... arguably one of the better teams. Now, of course, LeBron thinks if he puts four All-Stars together with himself. Did you hear? I guess he said that. He said if he gets his dream team together, that so they're better than Golden State.
LeBron James, Dwayne Wade, Carmelo Anthony, Chris Paul, and J.R. Smith.
I like LeBron James, but don't be a moron. Please. Of course you put five All-Stars on a team together, you're going to be better than any team.
Yeah.
You get you and your Cleveland Cavaliers, and I'll put an all-star team together, or I'll put a team of upper echelon players together, five of them, and they will beat your team. It's a stupid comment. It's
but
stupid.
He gets to do that, though.
Well, no, he doesn't get to do it. He just does it.
He's LeBron.
All right, I need to go take an insulin shot or something just to pull down my my high blood pressure. So let's hit a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk some NFL. This is Talking Sports.
This This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field. Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Since 2004, Staff Zone has been the superior choice for construction, industrial, and special event staffing. Staff Zone currently has 20 locations throughout the Southeast and Texas. Servicing thousands of clients annually, Staff Zone is blue-collar staffing excellence, and we want to work for you. Call us today at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12-draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
Holy Hog, the best barbecue in Tampa Bay. Winner of the 2013, 14, and 15 Best of the Bay. Holy Hog, the 2014 and 15 Mayor's Mac and Cheese Throwdown Champs as well. Holy Hog has four convenient locations on Armenia, Henderson, Carrollwood, and downtown Tampa. Also two locations in Amalie Arena. Holy Hog can cater any size event, and the fall catering includes smoked hams and turkeys. So why cook during the holidays? Fresh smoked southern barbecue and homemade sides. Your hometown smokehouse, it's Holy Hog.
Hey, Randy Regime, this is Wegs with Talking Sports, and if you know Randy, you know he isn't exactly what you'd call a gym-goer. That's where Kinetics Health Club at the corner of 49th Street and Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park comes in. Kinetics is a family-friendly fitness center with group fitness, personal training, free weights, cardio equipment, and a spin room. Kinetics is a first-class gym with awesome equipment and a very knowledgeable staff. So first-class, even Randy trains there with his trainer, Scott. Call Scott at 727-827-7979 for the latest details and promotions. Again, that's Kinetics Health Club at 7670 49th Street North in Pinellas Park.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Tommy Lasorda, and you're talking sports with the great Randy Harris.
It's Friday. It is Friday.
I just realized that.
Yeah, we're over halfway through.
The REO Speedwagon tickets went on sale at 10 a.m. today.
Oh, so probably gone.
You think?
Yeah.
Or you think at least the tickets that I wanted?
I'd say that's more accurate, yeah.
Oh.
You know what could make you feel better, though?
Call Wayne Harvey?
You know what else can make you feel better, though?
Somebody else happened to buy tickets and they can sell them to me cheap? All right, what's the third thing that can make me feel better?
Chef-inspired popcorn.
Oh. Want to give some away?
Sure, yeah, absolutely. Why not?
All right, let's give away a bag, and you figure out one.
Okay.
And it's bribe time, so yeah, we're going to give the second bag to Big Ed.
Okay, there we go.
Okay.
There we go.
So I want Big Ed to have a good weekend, and so we will hook him up with a bag of chef-inspired popcorn.
What's in this bag?
Popcorn. Are you a popcorn person?
Sure.
I am today.
You'll have to hit up their site and tell me what flavor you would like. You know what I had last night was a barbecue pizza popcorn.
Barbecue pizza?
It was incredible. It tasted.
Wow.
I thought I was at Torta Pizza eating pizza. Their Windy City, I think it's called, is exactly like what I bring back from Vegas.
Gotcha.
It's unbelievable, the popcorn that they have there. It's I don't know if you're on their website. If you're
I
gonna,
am,
I call read some of the names out.
All right, so our popcorn.
Read a name. Just pick one of the X amount of names.
Let's go with birthday cake.
Birthday cake, which I almost got, and I didn't. In order to register to win a bag of chef-inspired popcorn,
CIPopcorn.com.
Check out their website. and you have to send the name of two flavors.
There we go.
Birthday cake and one other.
There we go.
Now don't say another name. And it can't be any of the names I've already sent. So it can't
there's
be.
There's also that one.
And there's this one.
But this one looks like really amazing.
And that one's pretty good too.
Oh, you should see the other one.
Oh, this one's cool. Chef-inspired popcorn, CIPopcorn.com. Do you want to just do it as a flat giveaway?
Yeah. Let's make it easy.
Okay. Next weekend, unbelievable everything that's going on next weekend.
Unbelievable.
We have our cooking class on Friday.
Cooking class?
It's a cooking class.
Whoa.
That is Friday.
What?
Something else is on Saturday. I don't remember what. Sunday, not only... How about this day, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, jury of the court?
Of all ages.
You have the festivals of speed during the day.
Yeah.
And opening day for the race.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I like that.
Festivals of speed starts at 10 a.m. on Sunday, and then first pitch is at 4:05.
So you can go down there, check out the cars. You're already downtown, yeah. Then go to the race. You think that game sells out? Probably the only game that really sells out.
I think they sell out pretty much every single opening day.
And then by game two, people are already bored of baseball?
I think they're about two-thirds capacity. And then by game three, it's 9,000.
I'm working on doing something with your Clearwater Threshers.
Yo!
Clearwater Threshers have an all-you-can-eat, I believe, on Monday. And then a dollar deal on Tuesday.
Okay.
Now, I want to see what falls under that dollar, but I go to spring training games, and I'm there, and I'm gone by the end of the probably second inning
okay.
after I eat my three or four cheesesteaks.
Gotcha.
That's the best cheesesteak I've had in a long, long time there, too. So we're working on a really cool deal with Clearwater Threshers. Hopefully, we will have something to talk about soon. So your opener against the Blue Jays. Bat flip and all. Where do you stand with the bat flip? I'm sure we've talked about it, but
we have a little bit.
I don't remember the last break.
The last time we talked about this, I remember the last time we actually talked about this subject. It was when Jose Bautista had the gigantic bat flip in the playoffs last season. I'm surprised that it's coming back up now, that it's taken this long to sort of really bring it up again. And I'm all for sort of the balance. Yeah, if you want to go ahead and do it, but also don't be overly dramatic about it. Just kind of toss your bat, flip it a little bit. Don't be all showy and try to show up the pitcher or the other team as a whole. A lot of times pitchers get really sensitive. They tend to be a sensitive bunch. As a catcher,
I'm waiting my time. I'm
familiar with them. Well, I already know what you're going to say. And yes, a little bit. It's a big game or a big moment. You want to celebrate? Cool. That's okay. But also act like you've been there before. You're paid millions of dollars, sometimes hundreds of millions of dollars. And there's a lot of guys out there that show their back end, I'll put it that way, by doing stuff like this. And it's really, really unfortunate that, the sport or a game gets marred because of the quote-unquote controversy. But it's also a good way to catch a fastball to the ear hole.
You done?
I am.
You done? So what about that moron that was here with the Rays, and I think he's in Seattle with the the arrow to the sky after he closes out an inning, or
Rodney.
Or yeah, or when a pitcher does the stuff a pitcher does, and the fist pump and the point and all that stuff. It's the same thing. It's the same thing.
The fist pump and all that stuff, that is the same thing, and I feel the same way. If it's a big moment, big strikeout, big double play to stop a rally, something like that, you're going to celebrate, sure.
But why? Why not act like you've been there before?
But and that's what I'm saying, is if you want to give it a little bit of a fist pump, that's fine. But if you're yelling at a player, or if you're pointing at him, something like that, that is way too far. And
so is a fist pump.
No.
A fist pump, you're showing up the batter. You just struck him out, and you do the fist pump. And basically, the fist pump is an F you.
I disagree.
You're pumped because you just struck the guy out, and it's a, ha-ha, I got you. And you know what? Then when I come up, I'm going to flip the bat because it's my, ha-ha, F you, I got you.
I view that very differently.
I think it's – and I'm not saying that I'm against it. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying.
I would be surprised if you were against any of it, honestly.
I don't play that way.
I didn't say you play a certain way. I'm just saying that I think that you are perfectly fine with somebody taking the bat, standing at home plate, and trying to throw it at second base.
That would be Bert Campanaris, who did it with the Oakland A's, when he threw the bat at the pitcher.
There you go.
No, I'm not saying that I like it. I think when Batista...
But you're okay with it.
I'm not even necessarily saying I'm okay with it, but... You know, I didn't like when Batista did it the way he did and, you know, flexed and all that kind of stuff. But, again, if the pitcher's going to do the stuff the pitcher does, then the batter's going to do the stuff that the batter does, and Chase Utley is going to do what Chase Utley does. No, I'm saying, there's nothing to go.
What does he do?
Well, you know, he's going to take somebody's knee out where they're now out of baseball for a year. You know, hard slides and it's short. You know, and I didn't even think that that was a dirty play. It was a hard play. It did what it was supposed to do.
Players get hurt. When they're, it's a competitive sport, stuff happens, sure.
And you're supposed to slide in and break up the double play.
You're doing your job.
That is what you're taught. You're taught that we did it in softball. You break up the double play. You know, you don't want to hurt the guy. I honestly believe that Chase Utley didn't want to hurt him. But he wanted to break up the double play.
Sure.
And he did it. He did what he was supposed to do. But that's where you take it to another level and another level and another level. And then it's recourse. And then you have to get back. And it either you do it all.
Response to everything.
There is. There absolutely is. And it is what it is. And I think I'm not in love with the bat flip. I'm not in love with the pitcher. But you can't expect one and not the other. And the thing that's unfair is the pitcher can retaliate, like you said, by drilling in the ear hole, by hitting them, by, you know, coming inside. How can a batter retaliate to being retaliated to? You're throwing in at me. You now hit me. What can I do? There's nothing I can do other than run to the mound.
Yeah, you charge them out.
Okay. Or next time when you homer, you take the bat and you do whatever you want, and it's basically the F you.
But if it's a guy like me, I'm not hitting a home run. I hit two home runs in my entire life, and they were in Little League. So it's not.
You can't get them back. Then storm the mound.
I'm going to charge the mound, and I'm going to punch him in the kneecaps. Because that's about.
That would be a straight punch.
Yeah.
That's what we call a jab over the gym, you know, to the kneecaps. So. All right, three quarters down. We've got one to go. A few things to get to. We will try to get to some of it. We want to talk a little bit about RG3 in Cleveland and another Heisman Trophy winner headed up at the Browns. Good move, bad move? I'll get your opinion when we return.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field. Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Like the lure of speed and the finest in luxury? Then come to the Festivals of Speed presented by Bert Smith Porsche, Sunday, April 3rd, downtown St. Petersburg in Vinoy Park. Festivals of Speed is a gathering of the world's most exotic cars, motorcycles, and luxury brands. Names like Porsche, Rolls-Royce, Bentley, Ferrari, Lamborghini, and others will be on display. Want to be part of the action? Register your car or motorcycle online today. The Festivals of Speed, presented by Bert Smith Porsche, Sunday, April 3rd, downtown St. Petersburg in Vinoy Park. For more information, visit festivalsofspeed.com or call 352-385-9450. That's festivalsofspeed.com, 352-385-9450.
Holy Hog,
the best barbecue in Tampa Bay. Winner of the 2013, 14, and 15 Best of the Bay. Holy Hog, the 2014 and 15 Mayor's Mac and Cheese Throwdown Champs as well. Holy Hog has four convenient locations on Armenia, Henderson, Carrollwood, and downtown Tampa. Also two locations in Amalie Arena. Holy Hog can cater any size event, and the fall catering includes smoked hams and turkeys. So why cook during the holidays? Fresh smoked southern barbecue and homemade sides. Your hometown smokehouse, it's Holy Hog.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card. Just $25 for Florida residents and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Carlton Fisk, talking sports with Randy Harris.
What do you guys listen for? You crazy or goofy or something?
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here. You can take a break.
Yes, we are crazy. Yeah. I think that's my new favorite line.
Carlton's?
I'm pretty sure at some point in time I've heard it, but yeah. It's been a while.
The DDP ones are probably my favorite. I'm a big fan of the Diamond Dallas Page one. Carlton did that in Big Frank's Garage.
Big Frank.
In Sarasota, yeah. Yep. All right, so RG3 is going to be reborn this weekend.
So they say.
Isn't that what Easter's all about?
Something like that, yeah. I think it's, Resurrection.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
And that's what's happening to RG3 in Cleveland.
You know, I see a trend. I don't know if they've noticed this yet, but usually when they sign guys like this, it doesn't end well. I know the fans are very aware of this trend. You see the Browns jersey with the, I think it's the number 2.
Yeah, the whole
list. And just list from year to year, each starting quarterback.
Is McCown still there? Or did he steal and then get out?
Still there.
Is he?
Yeah. He's still stealing.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, I don't see this being.
That's why I like Luke. Luke's probably making almost as much money and he doesn't play and nobody thinks he's awful because he doesn't get to play.
Yeah, he doesn't need to.
Exactly. And he does great.
Best job in the NFL.
Well, he does great TV commercials as well. I don't know if you've seen his. You haven't seen the Cell commercial?
No.
You need to check it out on YouTube. They're talking about
YouTube, Knockout Radio.
Knockout Space Radio on YouTube. He's talking about the backup, towers, and how come the backup towers never get used?
Oh,
it's definitely pretty good. So RG3 is going to get there. Now, all they've been talking about, and I agree with this, is what has RG3 been doing the past year and a half, 2 years?
Trying to get healthy.
Trying to get better, or just trying to get through life. Now, well, I'm saying, it's not his fault if they're putting him on the scout team. It's not his fault if they're making him play corner and safety.
Well, okay.
It's not his fault. If Jay said, you're not playing quarterback and we're paying you, so we're going to put you to work at this, he's got to do what he's told.
Do you get to the argument, though, if you don't want that, then change it and fix it. If you can't stop, if you don't want me to score, then stop me.
Right.
If you don't want to be on scout team, then play better football. Stay healthy.
If you're okay, and we're going to go with the thing that he's not healthy. So if he's not healthy, there's nothing he can do until he's healthy.
Once that happens, yes.
Was he trying to get better? And again, on ESPN, they were talking about, has he been working on his craft and all that kind of stuff? Mm. Was he watching video? Was he trying to become a better quarterback? Or was he just doing whatever he had to do to get through the day, through the week, through the month, through the year, through the season to collect his paycheck? Now, if he tried to get a little better, if he tried to learn, if he tried to whatever, then you're going to see, hopefully, a better RG3 in Cleveland. Now, again, how good can Cleveland be with or without him?
They have a lot of holes.
Exactly.
So it's not like you're going to bring him in and automatically assume that they're going to be an over 500 team, much less in the playoffs or something along those lines.
Right.
They have a lot of work to do.
So if expectations are not that high, then you can go in there, and as long as you don't go in and have a butt fumble, because that's now in Denver, how about that? You go from winning the Super Bowl to, isn't Sanchez now in Denver? What? What? Now, Tampa Bay fans, what would you like to do with Glennon? If you were the GM, you have the GM hat, and if you are Jason Light, you're at the press box eating chicken wings, because he loves the press box chicken wings. If you're there, do you move Glenn?
You know, it's funny you bring that up and ask that question because I refreshed my Twitter feed and the top thing on there says Bucks GM Light has listened to offers for Glenn.
I think you trade him.
But why? Why? What's okay? Who's the third quarterback?
Don't care.
I think you do because you always. In my opinion, you always need to be prepared to have somebody to step in.
You do.
And I think Glennon is the perfect guy for that job. You let him stand there with the clipboard because he's come in, he's run the offense, he's been comfortable with this team, with these players on offense, and grown up here. So you keep him. He is maybe not put the with the world on fire when he's played, but he's come in. He's seen some significant playing time and has been able to keep the ship at least from sinking.
He's been mediocre. Okay.
Which is better than having somebody come in and you know you're not going
to
win any game.
Are you going to try to get into the playoffs? Are you trying to get into the playoffs? Are you trying to get through the playoffs? Are you trying to get back to, and God forbid I say, win a Super Bowl? Answer the question.
Yes.
Then you trade Glennon.
What are you trading him for?
You need to trade him for a top-notch something, whether it's...
But do you think he is good enough? Because
then you don't trade him. Well, you don't just give him away. But I'm saying, because if Sanchez is your starting quarterback in Denver, then I think you can get something of a great value for Glennon right now. Glennon is better than Sanchez. Glennon may not be the best quarterback in football, but he's better than probably the lower six. Okay? Why do I want him on my bench when he's never, ever going to play as long as Winston stays healthy? Now, again, your role, I understand that, but you were not happy with Glennon as your starter before already. So if something were to happen to Winston, Glennon would just get you through the rest of the season until you address that the next year anyway.
Assuming that the injury keeps it Winston out the entire
time. Right, and if it doesn't, then Winston's back and Glennon goes right back to the bench. So if you can address a major need, which would probably be a D lineman, I know there's talk about with the Jets, if you could get a high, and I'm talking high, not California Nick and Nate Diaz high, you know, pick in the upcoming draft, I consider. Your backup hopefully never plays. I still love the story where in Indy, they only had one backup, where most teams have two. Because two's never going to play. Why have three? And again, something could happen. I understand that. Your quarterback gets hurt, you know, whatever. I think you go for it all. You trade Glennon for the right player to fit the right position, which as things are starting to fall into place, you know, I want a B defensive back or a B-plus defensive lineman. And then, yeah, I make the move.
So, according to this article that I'm going over now, apparently the Jets have shown interest. They have re-signed Ryan Fitzpatrick. They currently have Geno Smith at the top of their depth chart. And they have inquired. They're one of the teams. What do you get from them? Are you only going to go for the pick? Are you going to try to go for somebody who's been playing for a while? Because you were saying
the right player. Or do
hey,
you...
welcome to the show, Wegs.
What happened now?
We figured out what the problem was.
We have 5 minutes, guys. We have 5 minutes left in the 4 minutes left of the show. Awesome. So... Since this is my first thought of the show.
Yeah, let's go back to the very beginning of that.
What do you think about bat flips? Okay, so New York
passed the MMA. Outstanding.
Woohoo.
Ken Howard passed away. I believe that's his name, from the White Shadow. Hey, the NCAA Final Four hockey's coming to town.
That's 2 weekends?
Yeah.
2 weekends from
7th
now.
And 9th.
This is the second time.
Festivals
in,
of
what,
Speed is next years? Sunday, along with opening day. We're trying to catch up now that we only have 4 minutes.
Oh, my goodness. Anything else?
You know, I think that's 56 it. Minutes to get done in four.
Yeah, I think we're good. So, Johan Cruyff, of course. I mean, biggest news of the last week was Johan Cruyff passing. Okay, so.
If it wasn't that I brought him up in the first 10 minutes, I would say who?
Exactly. Do you get a first round pick, second round pick, 2 second round picks for Glennon? Is he worth that? Or do you go ahead and try to get a player who's going to be able to come in and be there in camp with at least a little bit of NFL experience?
If I can get a outstanding D lineman that's going to bolster that line, mm-hmm. I make that trade. I don't trade him for a third.
They've already signed a couple cornerbacks.
And before we run out of time, and we purposely didn't mention it in the first two-thirds, three-quarters of the show, because I wanted to make sure we both were online to talk about this. What about what the St. Louis Rams did? What about what the NFL did with the St. Louis Rams? Making a deal with the Rams, allegedly, to draft Michael Sam, the gay football player out of Missouri, in exchange for not being selected to be the team on Hard Knocks. Were you not aware of this?
This is 100% news to me.
Wow.
So you're saying they were bribed?
Well, it's not a bribe. It wasn't a bribe. It was a deal worked out. There's a difference between a deal and a bribe. But they did not want the – how about this? They did not want the distractions of Hard Knocks, so they got the distractions of the first openly gay football player.
Well, and not only that, but, I mean – just the thought of –
To me, the thought of the NFL making a deal like this.
Yeah, a deal
is unbelievable.
Having to be made in this situation. I'm flabbergasted right now.
And taking that one step further, look what team is going to do Hard Knocks this year. The Los Angeles Rams. Same team, obviously different right. city. But same team that worked the deal to take Michael Sam to not be on the show is now going to be on the show.
I swear.
Wow. Does the Golden State Warriors and our good friend Maurice Bates, do they set the record? I think they have to go 10 out of 12 with 2 games in San Antonio.
Ooh.
What do you think?
As much as I want to be a homer and say they will.
You counter the field.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I have to take the field in this. I have to say that... That won't happen.
I would say take the field, but you know what? I'm not a gambler, so I'm going to say that they do it. I'm going to say they beat San Antonio one of the 2 games. So as long as they don't lay an egg in Portland or whatever, and I know that Portland beat them earlier, that's what it's all going to come down to. So, all right, I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Hit us up on the website at knockoutradio.com, as well as the brand new YouTube channel. We're going to do a ton of giveaways. We've got some UFC tickets to give away, some signed UFC memorabilia, tons of stuff to give away through the YouTube channel at Knockout Space Radio. So hit us up there, as well as on Twitter at Knockout Radio.
At KOA.
And we're going to give away a bag of popcorn, $11.59, 59. Shoot us an email.